outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
7:44. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. Happy Black Friday to you. It is a good day to shop local. Lots of deals. And let's face it, you're keeping your money in the local economy. Now, one of those businesses is Sunshine and Ski, and Brian Sampson of Sunshine and Ski joins us this morning. Good morning, Brian. Nice to chat with you again. How you doing?
I'm really good.
Black Friday today, it might as well be Christmas Day for you now, no?
Yeah, like, I just read an article that we get through our buying group, and it's kind of cool. 83% of the people were going to buy online 2 years ago. And here's the flip. 83%, and I think it's actually 86 because I just quoted myself wrong, is going to shop in a store this Black Friday. So that's quite a flip. And I think that's just a reflection of people want to do some social things and get together and have some fun.
Well, I mean, especially for your business, I would imagine a lot of people still want to come in and try things on in person, get a look at things, how they feel in person, no?
Yeah, and they've been pre-looking. Our website's been really busy the last 10 days. Getting the thoughts together, I guess they call it free shopping, but they need to come in a local store. They need to come in our store because it's technical. It's a fit issue. There's a lot going on when you're making a purchase in our store.
I feel like as a consumer, this is even better for me because we've seen Black Friday change over the years because it used to be just one day. It used to be Black Friday today. And then you started seeing retailers offer Black Friday week. And now it's pretty well Black Friday month. So you can save for almost an entire month leading up to Black Friday. I mean, that makes me feel good as a customer.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a cynical side to that also going, you know, where does this end? But what we're all trying to do as retailers and consumers, we're trying to offer the best prices at the current time, you know, the market that we're in. And I think the consumer is very, I'm not going to say cautious, but they're very guarded with their money and they're very particular. We find that it's not so much that they come and save on one item. They're still consuming multiple items, but they definitely have a budget in mind. So if it takes them 10 days to shop, then let them shop for 10 days, you know, instead of forcing it all in one day. And I didn't used to agree with that, but I think there's a better service. I think there's a better array of selection than just having a one-day event where what happens if you can't get there? What happens if you have to work, right?
Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan talking this morning with Brian Sampson of Sunshine and Ski here in the city. So, I'm hungry for a deal, Brian. What do you got for me today?
We are going to have anything that's non-current in our store, which is going to be 20 to 50% off. We're on track and trail side. We're going to have shoes for $69. We also got our suppliers to get involved. And because of the whole shop local, get you in the store, get used to shopping us all winter, you're going to save 20% off on quite a few selected items. Like it's, when I say selected, it's a broad selection, and that's current product. This year, we're going to extend it to both Friday and Saturday, that if you come in and it is regular current product and it's not marked as a sale item, we'll save the taxes when you pay your bill at the till. So kind of an array of an assortment of whatever your budget might fit, but you'll end up saving some money this weekend. Truly, it is bigger than Boxing Day, Boxing Week, because the product is in stock. Come Boxing Week, the selection isn't as good. So if people have time to get out, I would really do it. It's improved. You know, I think we're all, as retailers, smarter about the event. Consumers are smarter, paying attention, and it goes pretty smoothly. It's a pretty cool event.
Thanks for doing this with us, Brian.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a big one. I think people want to go shopping and make themselves feel good and have fun.
Brian Sampson of Sunshine and Ski. 752. 980 CJME, Sanchez Anonymous, as well, Salvation Army Initiative, joint initiative. It has a simple goal, as it does each year, and that is to ensure that every child receives a new toy for Christmas. It is easy to do. Buy a new toy. Don't wrap it. Put it in one of the bins that you will see at a variety of locations around the city. It includes grocery stores, malls, for example. And yeah, all you have to do is drop it off in the bin and we'll collect the bins and eventually disperse those toys to families that, again, otherwise wouldn't have a toy under the Christmas tree during the holiday season. CJME.com. You can find more information about Santa's Anonymous because you can still donate for another couple weeks until December 11th. You can also make a monetary donation as well. Again, that information up at CJME.com. As I was scrolling, as we tend to do a lot these days, I don't know if you saw this or not. Quentin Tarantino, big director, he's out with his 20 greatest movies of the 21st century so far. He hasn't revealed the full list. He's started the countdown, movies 20 to 11. I just want to bring you some of his picks. I was interested, you know, this legendary Hollywood director. Everybody loves him. What movies does he love? Number 20, West Side Story. That's Spielberg's kind of new one. Cabin Fever, Eli Roth's horror movie. That's 19. Moneyball is 18. Chocolate at number 17. Rob Zombie's The Devil's Rejects at 16. Passion of the Christ at 15. School of Rock, number 14. Now, this next one, I could not believe, I did do a double take on this one. Number 13 of Quentin Tarantino's greatest movies of the 21st century so far. Number 13, Jackass the Movie. Pardon me. Now, don't get me wrong. I went to see Jackass the Movie. I can't remember if I saw it in theaters or if I watched it at home, but I did see it. And I remember laughing, you know, kind of the crude humor, people getting hurt. That's what we laugh at, I guess. But I don't think I walked out of that theater or wherever I saw it and said, you know what, that is got to be one of the greatest movies in the last, you know, however many years. He says he laughed a lot. Okay. Apparently, he laughed so much, he thought it was the greatest film, one of the greatest films ever made. Feel 8:14 on your Black Friday. Local stores getting ready for a whole bunch of people today. Hey, what's the future of the Regina Farmers Market? Well, they just met last night to discuss, in particular, the future location of Saturday outdoor farmers markets. Saturday markets for the last decade plus have been at City Square Plaza. Though with downtown construction, the Saturday market has been moved to Confederation Park at Real District, right by Mosaic Stadium. But eventually, construction will finish, we hope. So the market has to figure out, go back to City Square Plaza or stay at Confederation Park. Executive Director of the Farmers Market, Holly Laird, joins me on the line this morning. And Holly, is that more or less the gist of the conversation with the public last night?
Yes, absolutely. You nailed it. That's what we were discussing.
So was a decision made?
No, a decision hasn't been made yet. We're actually just in the process of gathering data, having discussions and conversations, engaging with our vendors and the public, and then the decision will ultimately be made by our board of directors.
And when does that happen? Any idea?
Hopefully within the next couple of months. We're hoping early 2026 we'll know that we've got a lot of planning to do coming up, so we kind of have to figure it out.
Is there a third option or just those two? Could there be, perhaps another location if there was one that presented itself?
We're definitely open to looking at other locations, but in terms of 2026, it's just the two locations that we're weighing.
So what are the benefits and drawbacks of both of the locations on the table right now?
Yeah, I mean, they both have really great things about them, and then they have some things that are not so great. And we heard from almost 1,700 people in our customer survey, which was just incredible, with lots of opinions and ideas about it. But what we're basically hearing is, you know, downtown has a lot of ambience and they love the experience being next to Victoria Park, and they miss us being there. They love that we're part of the downtown revitalization, and those sorts of themes came up a lot. But then the folks that love Real, they like the convenience and the parking mainly are the things they like about us being at Real.
So people really do seem to be pretty split on this. Like, is it like, how close are we talking here? Is it almost 50-50?
No, about 70% of the people that filled out our survey prefer downtown. But the interesting thing is we did a survey with our vendors as well, and about 70% of them like Real. So it's split in a different way.
Holly Laird of the Regina Farmers Market on the line with me this morning. I always thought, and maybe there's more to it, but what about like Wascana Park? I'm thinking like if you need like, you know, parking or space, has that ever come up as a possibility to put the farmers market somewhere in the park?
Well, we do have our tomato festival every year in August that happens at the legislative building. So we are familiar with setting up at that location. There are some logistical challenges that exist with that location that would be hard to have every single market. There's a lack of power there. There's actually, it seems like there's a lot of space, but there isn't as much as there is in other locations.
Was location the only subject matter discussed at this meeting last night, or did anything else come up?
That was the main topic for our panelists, and we tried to stick to that. But ultimately, the Regina Farmers Market has a strategic goal to find a permanent year-round location for our market, and so that came up as well too. Because, you know, we've moved quite a lot over the last few years, and we really would like to just settle somewhere and put our roots down.
And finally, Holly, I want to ask you as well. We're less than a month away from Christmas now. You have some upcoming Christmas markets. Tell us about those.
Yeah, these are some of our biggest markets of the whole entire year. So we have three markets on Saturdays in December, the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. They have extended hours from 9 until 3, and they'll be at Banner Hall at the Real District. Every single market is at capacity for vendors. We have 80 at each one, and they're some of our busiest markets of the year. So we're really looking forward to connecting with our community through those events as well.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Holly. Thanks for waking up with us.
Oh, absolutely. Have a great day.
Everybody's 8:23 on Friday morning. Hey, the Hospitals for Regina Foundation Fall Home Lottery winners were just picked last night. The big draws. We'll bring you some of the major winners here. The $1.7 million grand prize show home, plus $50,000 in cash. Lucky winner, Christian Flamin of Regina. The 50-50 winner who takes home this year $535,000, Gerald Maiden of Regina. Now, a complete list of winners, because there are, remember, all kinds of prizes, some bigger, some a little smaller. Complete list of winners will be available at hrfhomelottery.com on December the 12th. That is 2 weeks from today. Lots going on today. We talk about Black Friday throughout the show today. Businesses gearing up for all kinds of customers to come in hungry for deals. We talked with Sunshine and Ski, who have a number of promotions. We talked to Rick Van Davendyke, Garden Talk, Dutch Growers, recommending perhaps maybe a snake plant. Agribition continues beyond. Remember, the rodeo tonight and tomorrow sold out, but still lots of other activities to do there. Lots of vendors set up. Mini donuts. Come on. That's a big deal. As well, various cattle shows, sheep shows, those kinds of things. All kinds of events at Agribition still to come. Don't forget, yeah, Christmas. A lot of people are busy setting up their Christmas decorations. I think in our household this weekend, it'll probably certainly be going up the tree. If you've noticed, and this is something that we've been talking about throughout the show today, I don't know, it seems like we're more on the ball this year. My neighborhood, it seems like everybody is already set up, and not just a couple lights. I'm talking like almost, for some people, like their whole front yard. Inflatables. Man, stores must be making a killing with inflatables. Because I'm seeing tons of inflatables, more than maybe I've ever seen so far this year. And I know other neighborhoods in the city, I've been hearing from other people, kind of like the same thing. And we thought, hey, maybe it's because the weather has been, you know, for the most part, cooperating with us. Hasn't been wickedly cold. We don't really have any snow on the ground here. Obviously, other parts of the province do. The south of us, Weyburn Estevan, obviously getting it recently. And just on that note, there is a snowfall alert. Environment Canada calls it, is calling it a warning. And this is for more of a southwest part of the province, Cypress Hills area. Up to 10 to 20 centimeters of snow could fall there. So what, upwards of 8 inches, and it eventually taper off Saturday morning. So if anybody is traveling west by a few hours, just a heads up.